Psalm chapter 27, if you're able to, would you stand for the reading of the Word of God? Psalm 27, we're going to read down through all 14 verses. It's such a wonderful psalm, and do things a little bit different. We'll come back to that this morning. Why don't we do this? Why don't we read all the odd numbers together? Okay? Starting with number one, we'll read that together. I'll read number two, and then we'll all read number three. You know what the odd numbers are, right? Okay, not prime numbers. We're talking about odd numbers. And let's read all the odd-numbered verses together, and then I'll read the even numbers as we come down through. But in Psalm 27, let's all start verse number one now. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Together, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I will may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful chapter of Scripture? I'm going to come back and I'm going to preach this morning, starting off in the beginning of the chapter of Scripture on the subject matter of victory over fear. Victory over fear. I love the first few verses here in Psalm 27. Let's have a word of prayer and then you can be seated. Father, we love you. Thank you so much for the Word of God. Thank you for the privilege that you've given to us, and my, oh my, what a joy it is to be able to hear God's people reading the Word of God. And Lord, I'm thankful that we still have the privilege to be able to do that here in America. And Lord, may we take advantage of every opportunity to be able to do so. Lord, I pray that you'd help us this morning on this subject matter of victory over fear, or that you'd strengthen us. And Lord, you draw us closer to you, and that we'd walk in confidence of the closeness of Christ to us now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. You may be seated. It seems like the subject matter of fear has almost become an everyday topic. As you talk with some folks, if you listen or read or pay attention to any of the news media, it seems like every article that is written, no matter how good the news may be, I'm always waiting for the but or the however. We must still. And then they give you that element of fear that we must live in our lives. We know that as human beings, we deal with fear on a regular basis, and we're going to share some scripture here in just a moment, because I can't say that we go through our lives absent of fear, but we'll read a few verses here in just a moment that even David said, what time I am afraid. So even David, who was able to step down into the valley and to be able to take on a 9.5-foot giant, said there's times that I'm afraid. But it's during those times he's going to trust in the Lord. We know according to the Bible, you continue to read over throughout the New Testament, we know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But it seems like everywhere we turn today, I mean, conversation after conversation throughout this week is, okay, I'm afraid of what we're going to have to do if these certain laws are passed. May I say that God has not called us as individuals or as his church to live in fear. He's not called us to minister in fear. He's not called us to go to battle in fear. I'm reminded all the way back when Corona was first getting traction across America here, and I read the verse in the scriptures that says the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. And so we do absolutely everything in our lives that we can possibly do, and then we still go about our lives serving the Lord, not fearful of mankind. We could take the time this morning and be able to read verses that the Lord Jesus Christ himself quoted that said we ought not to fear them that can just kill the body, but fear him who can both kill the body and soul. I saw an article, I did not get to read the entire thing throughout this week, but as I was preparing for this message, I saw another article that a good pastor friend of mine had written, and the title of his article was, Which Fear Will You Choose? And it was talking about living and walking in fear with everything that's around us that's going on in the world, or we can choose the fear of the Lord. Now, we have fears that come into our lives. We could ask and take a survey this morning on what you're most fearful of. You know, one of the number one causes of fear is the fear of dying. And that's across this entire world. They don't have Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. I'm not afraid to die today. I'm afraid about how I might die. I'd rather it not be out here in the middle of 106. I'd rather just go in the rapture, to be honest with you, and just be looking for the upper taker instead of the undertaker. Maybe we're fearful of how we're going to die one day, but for a child of God, we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil, for thou art with me. There's the fear of the darkness. Some people, and if you're one of these, and then don't chuckle or anything, somebody might make fun of that. Some still sleep with a nightlight and need a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's the way you are, then sleep with a nightlight. Some are afraid of spiders. Some are afraid of snakes. There's one there, isn't it? Hey, if God cursed snakes, that's all I need. And I'll get rid of everyone that I possibly can. I just heard of two men that were out, I think they were young men that were out knocking doors and visiting. And they were talking to someone, a man standing there at the door, and they were able to give him the whole plan of salvation and talk to him about the Lord Jesus Christ. And while they were talking, there's a snake going up the, inside the house, going up the window there beside the porch. And so they're not thinking anything of it. They're just thinking, this guy's got a pet snake. We're glad we're on the outside. Does anybody here have a pet snake? Don't answer that. But they stood there that entire time talking to him, and it was a good 4, 5, 6 foot snake that was going up the inside of that window. And they got done, and they were getting ready to say goodbye, and one of them looked at him and said, "Oh, by the way, do you have a pet snake inside?" He said, "I don't have a pet snake." They said, "Oh, well, there was one that was going up the window, so that man had to go inside and find that snake now that was inside of his house." I guess if that's what the devil's referred to as that old serpent, I guess we have a good reason to be fearful of them. We can pick, and you have things that you may be afraid of, and I may have things that I'll never tell you that I'm afraid of, because some would actually try to put that there and cause me to be scared. We have things in our lives. To bring it into 2021, some are fearful of the virus. Some are fearful of what's the government going to do. Some are fearful of what's this job situation going to be. Some are fearful of what are we going to do when gasoline hits $4 a gallon. Well, we'll know what the Donahue's had to go Donahoe's had to go through for all those years living in California. He said, "We're still well more than a dollar less than anything we've ever paid in California. So we can still count our blessings here in New Hampshire." We get fearful. We get afraid. And listen, some of these things, they'll actually keep people awake at night, tossing and turning about the fears that they have in their hearts. And as I came back to Psalm chapter 27, and we're reminded in the first few verses, look again at what the Bible says. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Jump down to verse number 3. "Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident." And I want to encourage us today, really, in just four different matters as we look down through here on why we can have victory over fear. You ever gone to one of them high-priced psychologists to try to get you over your fear? I never have. That's too much money for them to say, "Okay, jump out of this airplane, okay? I'm not going to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. I don't have a fear of falling. I have a fear of hitting the ground." There's an issue there. Victory over fear. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands this morning, but I know that not just seated here, I know that whether upstairs, downstairs, or watching via the internet, there's fears that are in people's hearts that paralyze them, that hinder them from living life and being able to go forward and accomplish those things that God desires for us to accomplish in life. And I want to share just a few things on how and why we can have victory over fear. First of all, in verse number 1, I see I can have victory over fear because of the strength that I possess. You say, "What do you mean?" Well, you got to be strong to overcome your fears. But hold on, it's not my strength that's overcoming these fears. Look what the Bible says, the end of verse number 1. "The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You say, "Pastor, with everything that's going on in this nation," listen, there's some that were living life as happy and go-lucky as could be 5 months ago. But now, because of some changeover in government, and it's amazing how quickly things are happening. We say, "What are we going to do?" Listen, I'm not going to live in fear on a daily basis. You know why? Because of the strength that I possess. You say, "Pastor, you must be a very strong individual then." No, I'm not. But I have my Lord. And I have a Savior. And listen, I know that in me, that is to say my flesh, as Paul said, dwelleth no good thing. The strength is not in me, but it's in the Lord. And I can completely and 100% trust upon my Savior because he's my strength. In fact, in another passage of Scripture, we read that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Do you know that we don't even just have to endure through all of it, but we can actually have joy through all of it? We can actually be thankful for what God is allowing us to do. You say, Pastor, are you going to back down at all? No. By God's grace, listen, I'm going to stand exactly where we've been standing no matter what goes through. And you say, how are we going to do that as a church? How can we overcome fear of what the government may do? How can we overcome fear at what this virus may do? How can we overcome the fear of everything that's taking place around us? Because I've got Jesus. And even David said, and we could take the time and read, turn over with me to Psalm 56. Psalm 56, boy, wonderful. It's only 13 verses long. I feel like we need Bible this morning, just like every morning. Psalm 56, look what David said in verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. Sounds like a rough life right there. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into a bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Don't you love that? Four, five words right there. For God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. Verse 11, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Come back to Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my strength. In whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Why? Because our strength is in the Lord. You say, well, we don't know what David was going through. You know, a lot of these are written just throughout David's life. This chapter of scripture, many have said, very possibly could have been written while Saul was trying to kill him. You say, what do you mean? Well, let me put it in context. As a young lad, he had just gone down onto the battlefield, possibly 16 or 17 years of age. Gone down onto the battlefield with a slingshot and five smooth stones. And said, the same God that delivered the lion and the bear out of my hand will deliver this uncircumcised Philistine into my hands. And walked down there with a slingshot, put a stone in there, slung that thing, is that the right word? Slung that thing across the battlefield and hit that giant right in the forehead, dropped him dead in his tracks. Walked up, grabbed his sword, not David's sword, Goliath's sword. Took the giant's head off, walked back up, showed the armies of Israel what God had done. Got promoted, got brought into the king's house. He's playing his harp, getting rid of the bad spirits that are around Saul. Becomes a general in the army, starts winning victories. And his commander-in-chief gets mad at him and tries to pin him to the wall with a javelin. Starts running for his life. He then says, my strength is in the Lord. Whom shall I be afraid? We've got Jesus. You say, Pastor, I just feel weak in my fear and it paralyzes me and I don't know what to do or how to step forward. I'll say this, you step forward in the strength of the Lord that He gives to us. You say, I don't know what to do. I can't turn to my left hand, can't turn to the right. I don't want to back up, but I can't go forward. I'm too scared. I just don't have the strength to do that, Pastor. Well, the Lord's our strength. And I'll say this, we can have victory in fear because of the strength that we possess. If you're a child of God, He's dwelling inside of us. We have the strength. Man, we were reminded this past week about Joshua and Caleb coming over into the promised land. And I told Miss Beverly, she's getting ready to turn 90 years old. She comes to Bible Institute on Thursday night before service. Almost 90 years old, sitting down with the books. And she's learning the Bible on Thursday afternoon. And I said, I believe Caleb was the first Marine. 85 years old, and he said, I'm taking that mountain right there. You say, how could he do that? The strength that was inside of him. His strength was in the Lord. Strength was in the Lord. I said, they always send the Marines to take the hill, don't they? And I said, the strength that I possess. But then second of all, you say, how can we have victory over fear? Look what he says here in verse number 4. Not just because of the strength I possess, but the place I get to worship. He says in verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. That's why they say maybe at this point he was possibly running for his life and he wasn't able to be able to go and worship on a regular basis. He was hiding out in a cave because someone wanted to kill him. Isn't it amazing? And I sure hope that every member of Granite State Baptist Church and others that are possibly coming in have realized how special and how much of a blessing it is to be able to gather together and assemble for worship. Let it be shut down and taken away for a few weeks. If you can still go without the fellowship of believers, then there's a problem. Because God's made us and placed us in the body of Christ. He's placed us in the body that we are joined together with, that we can draw strength and fellowship. How many have ever heard the statement that there's strength in numbers? Do you know why? One of the reasons? Hey, we can come together as the body of Christ. And as long as all you people are here, hey, we got strength, don't we? I'm less fearful. You know this, when you always have someone with you, unless they're a loose cannon, they're just going to go off and cause more problems. But those that come to the point and say, well, I don't need the assembly. I don't need the church. I can do this on my own. Do you realize when David was getting out of there and he wasn't able to go, he said, I've got one thing I desire. He's had to be out on the run if this was the time and he was out there and he was running for his life and not able to get together in the temple and worship with those other believers. He said, I've come to the point of one thing. He said, I want to dwell in the temple of the Lord forever. He said, I want to hang out there. Hey, you know how it is when you can't get to church? There ought to be something inside of us. And let me remind us of this, that as God has put us here at Granite State Baptist Church, and everyone that is a member here at Granite State has said, this is what I believe God has for me to be part of this body of Christ, for us to be joined together. I think there would be an issue if David said, yeah, I know I want to dwell in the house of the Lord, but you know something, and I've got his temple back there in Jerusalem where he was fellowshipping and worshiping. Let me say this about Granite State Baptist Church. I'm thankful for the church family God's given to us. I'm thankful we're able to pray one with another, pray for each other. But can I remind us that if God's put us here as a fellowship, this is where we draw our strength from, There's a heart problem if you'd rather go somewhere else and listen to someone else. You say, well, I'd much rather listen to such and such. I had a pastor tell me years ago, he said, I told the people, said, listen, if you'd rather listen to some televangelist on TV, he said, then call them at 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, if you need a visit and you need your family and you need someone at the hospital, he said, then call them at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, but you know, son, if God's put you here and you'd rather not be here and you'd rather fellowship with another group somewhere, there's something wrong if God's put you in this fellowship. And I know the preaching's not the best, but this is the pastor of Granite State Baptist Church. And if some are live streaming at home and you'd rather change the channel than be part of your local church here, there's something wrong if you'd rather listen to something else. I'm just thankful for the place and the people that God allows me to be able to worship with. I'm not talking about if there's doctrinal error. I'm not talking about if God's doing something and God has a ministry. I'm talking about we just know there's something not right in our hearts. David was saying, listen, I can have victory over fear. The one thing I've desired, and I'm thankful for the place and the people that I get to worship with. You know what does my heart good? When all the fear and being afraid is out here in this world, to be able to come together with believers here at Granite State Baptist Church and be able to say, you know something? I'm not afraid. God's taking care of you, and God's taking care of you, and God's going to take care of me. And I'm thankful for the place we get to worship. And when that gets taken away, some will realize the blessing that we've had. When it gets said, pastors, you're not allowed to get up and preach that anymore. You know, I'm amazed at how many will start preaching it when they say no. We should have just been preaching the whole counsel of God all along. Messages shouldn't be changing. We ought to be preaching the Bible. Our fervency shouldn't be changing. We ought to be just as fervent today for the cause of Christ as what we were previously. It ought not to change just because maybe some government changes. We ought to be faithful to the Lord regardless of all of that. And you say, well, it might just get a little bit louder. Well, yeah, because if no one's saying it, it just seems like it's a little bit louder when someone is. I'm saying we need to stay true to it. You say, Pastor, I'm just afraid of the way things are going. I'm not afraid of it. I'm cautious. And I'm watching it and I'm looking at it, but you can mark it down. Listen, I'm thankful for what God's done for us. I'm thankful for our church family. I'm thankful for the strength that we have because of the Lord. Can I take it a step further? Look what the Bible says here. He says in verse number 6, you say we can have victory over fear because of the songs that we sing. Here's what David's saying. He said, whom shall I fear? He comes down in verse number 6, and now mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Now hold on. This is in the context of the enemies surrounding him. You say, we can have a song in the midst of all that. Do you know what's wonderful for overcoming fear? Start singing. Start singing. You say, I don't want anybody to hear me. Well, the Bible does say make a joyful noise. So if we can make a noise, I know key word is joyful. But sometimes it is just a noise. But it's between us and the Lord. And sometimes you say, hey, I get fearful. I get afraid of what's going on. Start singing praises to the Lord. Hey, listen, it's not an accident that governments and leaders across our nation, and don't tell me it was just because of the virus, that they said don't be singing. Hey, we could take the time and go over to Acts chapter number 16. Here's Paul and Silas. He's sitting inside prison. And at midnight, what's the Bible say they started to do? started to pray. Hey, listen, I've known a lot of prisoners been praying at midnight. They're praying the doors were open. They were praying for their lawyer. They were praying for an appeal. There was a lot of praying at midnight. But I don't know too many singing praises unto the Lord. Singing. You say, what is it? Hey, when God puts a song in our heart, it doesn't matter the fear that may be around us. Start singing praises to Him. How many know this? That when you start singing to the Lord, boy, it just uplifts your spirits. It starts lifting some things up. And all of a sudden, hey, it doesn't do away with those things that may be going around about us. And it may not change those circumstances, but singing may change me. And there's sometimes, listen, on my way in, and it's been the past few years, if I'm riding by myself coming in on Sunday morning, let me say this, there's usually a few go-to songs that I'm just going to on Sunday morning that God's just encouraging my heart, and I'm as fearful as, I'm just being honest with you, when I stand up behind the pulpit, I'm proclaiming the Word of God. I don't take it lightly. I'm fearful of what's being said. I wasn't a natural public speaker. I start singing some songs and God starts speaking to my heart. And then fears start going off to the side down there. And I'm start saying, Lord, we're ready to go. Hey, listen, you can look at everything that's going around and say, Pastor, I'm getting afraid. I'm getting fearful. But we can have victory over fear because of the song that we sing. You mean surrounded by our enemies, God can lift us up? And He says, yeah, and I'll sing a song. But then finally, can I say this morning? We can have victory over fear because of the direction I'm looking. How many have gotten more afraid because you're looking the wrong direction and looking at the circumstances that all are around? But look what the Bible says here in verse number 8. Here's what David said. When thou saidest, seek my face. Do you know why David would have to be told to seek the face of the Lord? Because he was looking a different direction. When thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Isn't that a novel idea that God said, hey, seek my face, and David said, I think I'll seek your face. I think I'll start looking towards you. Hey, can I encourage us? Get your heart and your mind and your eyes off the everyday news of defeat that's taking place around this world. And get our face on the good news of Christ. You say, but it's depressing. Guess what? Jesus is coming back. He could come back. Brother Shepherd walked up to me, and I so appreciate him. He walked up a couple weeks ago. I made the statement that if you're born once, you die twice. But if you're born twice, you die once. Talking about being born again. And he come up and he said, you know, that's not an exactly true statement. And I said, explain it to me. And I took the wisdom. He said, I've been born twice, but I might not ever die. And I said, I'm okay with that. And he said, you ought to start saying, if you've been born twice, you might only die once. He said, because Jesus may come back. Now listen, which direction are we supposed to be looking anyway? We start looking around and we get depressed. I'll be honest, I look at the effects of sin that's in people's lives. If I were to just start going through our church and the prayer list that I personally have for our church, of knowing families and knowing couples and knowing the effects of what sin and pride is doing in lives, I'm saying, man, I get depressed. But I'm glad I know someone who's my strength. I'm glad that there's a song that can be put in my heart. I'm glad that there's a direction that I can be looking, and I can be looking towards Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. I'm saying, Lord, what gets me down, what gets me afraid is when I'm looking at everything else around me and I'm not seeking His face. You know what we can do tomorrow morning? We can get up And we can put one foot in front of the other, and we can live a life that is honoring and glorifying to the Lord, not because of the circumstances that's around us, but because we got our eyes on Jesus. You say, but Pastor, do you know what's going on in my family? There's a good possibility I do. But we still have Jesus. And when someone says this, I've come to the end of my rope. You know what I say? We still have to draw our strength from Jesus. He's our strength. That's why we can have victory over fear. You say, how in the world am I able to continue on? How can I do this in this day and age? Pastor, what if they say you can't get up and preach the word of God? Well, guess what? They're not the ones that gave me permission to preach in the first place. Did they? All God's people in agreement? You say, well, Pastor, that's just not the way that it should be. It's the way it's going to be. Now, here's the thing. They didn't give you permission to come here and listen to the word of God either. So they ought not to tell you not to. And we go back to the scriptures. We can have strength because of who our Savior is and the strength that we have. We can have victory over fear. I don't have to be fearful. I can sing a song. You all ought to be fearful because I can sing a song. I love the songs that God puts in my heart and not on my lips. Hey, we've got Jesus. You say, Pastor, I'm scared. Remember what Psalm 56, verse 3 said? What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. You know what he's saying? I'm afraid. That's what David said. You wouldn't take David for a coward, would you? You wouldn't. I never pictured David cowering over in the corner. But you never know what's going through his mind sitting in the back of that cave. And what time I am afraid, there were times. He said, I'm just fearful. He said, I'm going to trust in you. In other words, I'm going to get my focus off this and get it up there. Because there's nothing I can do about it. I can pray and I can preach and I can go. Victory over fear. What fear is it in your heart and life? And I'm not talking about the fear of spiders today. I'm not talking about the fear of a snake. I'm talking about genuine fears that people seated right here, right now, they're deep down in your heart, and it keeps you awake at night. You're tossing and you're turning. It's causing problems in relationships. It's causing problems in jobs. It's causing problems in your everyday walk because you're so fearful that it's paralyzed you. And you can't do anything. You can't read your Bible. You can't pray. You're so fearful. Now listen, that's a reality. How do we deal with it? Realize Jesus is our strength. Lord, I sure need you. Ask God to put that song back in our hearts. Say, God, I'll sing. Yeah, I'll sing praises unto thee. I'll seek your face because Jesus is saying, seek my face. Okay, I'll say in my heart, I'm going to seek thy face. Simple as that. You know something? Long to be around the believers. How many find it encouraging to come to church? You ought to anyway. Find it encouraging to come to church. It's the way it ought to be. It ought to take some fears away. I started off by saying the greatest fear that most people have, and this is polls across our nation, around the world, number one fear that people have is the fear of dying. You know why that is? Because of the unknown. The unknown. But aren't you thankful we have a Bible that can tell us what to expect? In fact, we can have eternal life. And we don't have to fear death. You say, I know my day's coming. Well, I'm thankful that Jesus died on the cross. I'm thankful that he was buried. And I'm thankful that he rose again. And you say, where's your strength for dying that you don't have fear? Guess what? It's still in Jesus. Jesus died took care of every one of my sins, paid the penalty for all of them, so that I could trust him for all of eternity. That's the choice we make. You say, Pastor, I'm fearful of what will happen to me. Do you know most people that I talk to, especially those in a rough condition, they think they know where they're going to end up for eternity. Oh, I don't have a chance to go any other place. I'm just going to be separated from God because of everything that I've done. And I said, you know, I'm so thankful for the Bible, that God can take away that fear of death, that fear of being separated from him, the fear of hell for all of eternity. God can take away all of that simply by us choosing and turning to him. I'm saying, Lord, I can have victory over fear of dying. Some people get so fearful of dying, they don't live. And I'm thankful we've got a Jesus. He took care of that death problem so that I could live. Victory over fear. Would you stand with your heads bowed and eyes closed this morning? Every head bowed, every eye closed. The Lord is my light. There's your fear of darkness. And my salvation, there's your fear of dying. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? What is it in your heart and life today? Is it economic situation? Is it government situation? Is it virus situation? Is it family situation? But you just need to say, Lord, I'm tired of being afraid. Lord, what time I am afraid, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to look to you. Maybe you're here today and you'd say, Pastor, I'm not sure that I'm saved. I'm not sure that I'd spend eternity with the Lord in heaven. I'm not a child of God. But I'm concerned about it enough to let you pray for me. That's actually one of my biggest fears is what's going to happen after I die. You'd say, Pastor, I'm a little fearful about that. Would you pray for me? No one's looking around. Would you just slip your hand up, slip it down, say, Pastor, pray for me. I'm just a little fearful of what is going to happen for all of eternity. If this is not it, if this is not all that there is, what's going to happen next? And I'm a little fearful for that. Would you pray for me? Not sure that I'm saved and I'm a child of God. Would you pray for me? Just slip your hand up, slip it down, looking across the auditorium. God's so faithful to us. Maybe you're here today and you'd say, Pastor, there's something in my life. You don't have to tell me what it is. The Lord knows what it is, more importantly than anything. You'd say, Pastor, would you just pray God will help me in this matter of fear? There is some things I'm just fearful about, and I just need God to help me with it. Would you just slip your hand up, slip it down? Pastor, I just need some help with it. Thank you. I appreciate your honesty. I do. I'm thankful we have a Jesus. Miss Kelly's going to begin playing. We do believe in using the altar here. If you need to slip out and find your place here at the altar, spend some time with the Lord. Why don't you tell the Lord where you're fearful? You can do it right there in your seat, wherever it may be. Just spend some time with the Lord and say, Lord, here's where I'm fearful. Here's what I'm afraid of. God, would you help me with this? Maybe you're here and you'd like to get that matter of salvation settled. Can I say this? You don't have to walk all the way down here to the front. You could just slip towards the back and someone will have a word of prayer with you and show you from the Bible how you can know for sure and get that fear taken care of. Boy, someone would love to take a Bible, show you how you can know for sure. God's not called us to be fearful in this world that we're living in. She's going to play one more verse. God's not given us the spirit of fear. Pour it out before the Lord right now. God, here's where I'm at. God knows your heart. And he knows what's going on. You say, well, why do I have to pray then? Prayer is our acknowledging before him. Let him know. I'm glad we can talk honestly to him. Father, we love you. I'm so thankful for the strength, not just that you give to us, but the strength that you are for us. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us on a daily basis. Give us victory over fear. May we trust you. Would you put that song in our hearts? May we look to you. Lord, may we be found faithful in the assembly. Because, Lord, one of these days, we talk about it, we know it. Lord, even this freedom to assemble, it is going to be under attack. And Lord, we'll realize what we've been missing, and we'll cherish what we had. Lord, help us not to be fearful. May this world see a group of Christians that have the Lord Jesus Christ as their strength. And Lord, may we live like it in this day and age. Thank you for your love to us. Thank you for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Church, probably my biggest fear is the fear of failure in the flesh. In the flesh. I don't want to fall. We ought to desire to live right. I want this world to see someone. Fear and courage isn't the absence of fear, but it is the trusting of God through the storm, of just knowing God's got this. And he's our strength, not our own. And I'm so thankful for who he is. Amen? Amen. Let's not live in fear. Let's live by faith. We know what's coming for us anyway. We got heaven, right? Amen. Let's live our Christian life. Live it to its fullest because what Christ has for us. Amen? Amen.